But, yeah.
So during the hurricanes, we had the fence that runs right next to Wilbur, right there, and from the person. So I had to look into it for FEMA to so we could get the fence repaired. That whole Wilbur by the wetlands there.
Yeah.
It's quite large, but we only take care of and only have 35% of it, which is that small section where you launch the kayaks from.
Yeah.
And it does have a sign up there, because I was trying to find what the name of it was, that does say, but it says recreation area yeah. up there.
That's why I say it might be a good idea to actually give it a name, same as the one at Sunset Park. I know we call that
Elber Sunset Park.
Oh.
Yes.
What?
The little pocket park by okay. down the hatch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because you know a lot of people, it would. I think a lot of people don't really realize it is a park, and they're concerned that it might be part of the boat area. So, and a lot of people do fish down there. They do a lot of fishing. And I think by putting a sign down, it would indicate, let them know that, okay, this is a park. So.
Yeah, because I actually have a new work order system going in at Public Works, so we can keep track of a lot more of this stuff. And I did add all the parks to the work order system, so they're all in there now, and I added that, you know. And when I was looking for the actual address, the only thing I could find is north side of Front Street was the address on it. But I can help Jackie look into what it would cost for a decent-sized sign to okay. put at both of those
maybe
areas.
Maybe something that looks nice and has the name on it, mm-hmm. maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that by board consensus as
is
well
that
for both parks? Okay.
Yes.
For Wilbur, I'd have to double-check with our grant because they might have a stipulation. That's why we have the recreation area, but it's very easy for us to research that.
Okay.
Were there any other potential ideas that the board would like to recommend staff research?
Anything? Anybody? No? Any comments from the audience? No?
Well, we have a good list to start off with. Additionally, was there any other ideas for decorating the park for the town holiday? Any other... Do you want ornaments hanging from the trees or other kind of decorations that you might want to see?
And I wasn't down there as much this year because I'm wearing a boot, so I haven't been using the facilities. But the year before, I thought what they did was perfect.
Good.
If they did it the same as they did last year, I loved it. It was great. The lights, the color, the blue lights and everything, it was beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, when I got back, I saw it. Like I said, I was gone for most of the month of November and December. So when I got back, it was beautiful. So I liked the way it was, yes. They did a good job decorating it.
I've even noticed just when we were driving around during the holidays, it's not like people don't decorate like they used to decorate anymore. So maybe it's not, I mean, it's nice, but it's nice to have the money. Two, so, you know, a happy medium. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Okay. So then, if I may, just kind of wrap up just this portion. Consensus to include the Cocoa Bill historic marker and the pickleball court covers for budget, next fiscal year's considerations. And then for staff to additionally research the Davies Bathroom Playground painting, Davies Park bathrooms painting, the kayak staging area versus a natural launch, decorating the park for holiday elements.
And could I add something to, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you're fine.
And maybe get a better GPS system for Santa. Because
that wouldn't be budget,
but
yes.
We were mostly watching it because of the dog, and I wanted to be ready because she was going to go berserk, you know, so I had her near me, and I'm watching it, and I took screenshots. Santa was running through people's yards and over the houses, and I'm going, where is he now? He's over here. He just took
flies,
so. Oh, well, yeah, that's True. Okay, my bad.
Well, this was the trial run year, so I'm glad that we were able to get it up. But we can certainly.
We were hysterical because I'm going, oh my God, they just took out Charlie's house, Santa. But I appreciated that they didn't make as much noise with the fire truck or whatever, because the dogs were going nuts, and it was just nice that they just did it a little bit, and it was perfect. So I just want to throw that out there. Keep that.
So then, continuing on after decorating the park, Pollard Park fence around the bigger playground, and then additionally researching the Wilbur Wetlands and Elber Sunset Park signage.
Yes, because, I mean, I know the trucks have to get in and out, but they could have a fence that rolls or opens.
So are you talking about the cell tower? Yeah, so that's on the other side of the bathrooms.
Well, I mean, the opening, I thought we were talking about the opening where the trucks come to work on the cell tower. There's no fence.
No, we're talking about the other side of the bathrooms, closer to the fire station.
Oh, just close around them. Even better yet.
So it would just be two fences. We wouldn't enclose the playground. It would just be the two fences that border the streets of the one playground closest to the fire station.
Gotcha. Okay. Because we have that space that's not...
Yeah, it's an easement for them to kind of move back and forth. We don't even put trees in that area.
Well, but I didn't know if they could have a fence that they could just open when they get here. It just is a big open space where kids can run out in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I thought, because we didn't always have the cell tower. And I'm pretty sure the fence went all the way, but I'm not positive.
Well, we probably got rid of the fence to kind of open the park more, because if they're not there, then the kids can really play that whole grassy area.
I just don't want them running out in the street. But anything you can do...
Oh, I see what you're saying. The street portion
the street,
cell tower access.
When we put the playground in, the whole thing was, I said we need something to keep them, a barrier from the road and the kids. But if it's a smaller one and it's just they're in the playground... You know, that possibly could work, too.
I will add that to my research.
Yeah, it's just, they can still kind of dart out, you know. Or a gate. I don't know.
All righty. Have I covered everything that the board would like?
And more.
Okay. All righty, thank you.
Oh. It's me. Not used to this. Okay. Stand by.
Me here. This one.
Oh, thank you. That was, and then the 2025 meeting dates.
Yes, thank you. So staff has provided the dates for the Cultural Services Board meetings for 2025. The only anticipated conflict for this year is September 1st, on which Town Hall will be closed in observance of Labor Day. The board is being asked to consider rescheduling the meeting to the following Monday, which would be September 8th, or another date that is more convenient for the board. If you have any questions, I'm available to answer them.
Does anybody have any discussion?
That looks good to me.
Yeah, it looks good to...
Perfect. Just the consensus.
We're talking about moving the September 1st one. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that our consensus?
Yes.
They consent.
Perfect. Thank you.
And any public participation? No.
Okay.
Any staff board discussion?
No.
Okay. And I think we can adjourn the meeting of the Cultural Services Board at 6:39 p.m.
Yep. Good.
All right.